So let's review. Rav Chisda Rav Sheshes, Kipagi Bahadoi Hadodi. When Rav Chisda Rav Sheshes would meet, Rav Chisda's lips would tremble from Rav Sheshes' vast knowledge of teachings of Tanoim, lest he ask him to reconcile apparent contradictions, and Rav Sheshes' entire body would shake from Rav Chisda's profound understanding and depth of analysis, lest he ask him to explain difficult halachas. The Gemara records two questions that Rav Chisda asked Rav Sheshes. First, Shnei Batim, Mishnei Tzidi Rishas Rabim, Ubo Nachrim, Vihikifim Mechitza B'Shabbos. If there are two houses on two sides of the Rishas Rabim, and non-Jews put up walls around the public area between them, it now becomes a Shirat Chatzar. Can one person be Mevat Rishas to the other to enable him to carry in that area? The Gemara explains, on the previous daf we had a Machloikis Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan regarding Bitur Rishas Mechatzar L'Chatzar, which was explained on the previous daf as referring to Shtei Chatzeres U'Pesach Echad B'Nein, two Chatzeres which have their separate exits, plus a doorway between them. They meet the criterion of Ma'arvin, they could have made a joint Erev, but they do not meet the criterion of Eistrin. They do not restrict each other from carrying in their respective Chatzeres. In our case, neither criterion is met. They did not aster each other at the onset of Shabbos. They could not have made an Erev before Shabbos because this Chatzer did not even exist before Shabbos. Now, Shmuel, who does not allow Bitur Rishus in the first case, would of course not allow Bitur Rishus in our case. The question is according to Rabbi Yechanan. Can they be Mevat Rishus to each other because Rabbi Yechanan does not require even one of the criteria to be met, or they cannot be Mevat Rishus to each other because Rabbi Yechanan requires at least one of the criteria to be met? Amalei ein Mevatlan. Rav Sheshes said that they cannot be Mevat Rishus to each other. The second child. Meis Nachri B'Shabbos Mahu. If the non-Jew who lived in the Chatzar dies on Shabbos, can the Jewish residents be Mevat Rishus to permit somebody to carry in the Chatzar? The Gemara explains. According to Rabbi Yechanan, who on the previous daf ruled in the case of the innkeeper who came back on Shabbos, that they can rent his Rishus from him and then be Mevat Rishus to one of them, of course in this case, they can Mevat Rishus to one of them. This question is only according to Shmuel. Perhaps he did not allow it in that case because it required two steps, Schiris, renting, and Bitl Rishus. But in our case, where it requires only one step, Bitl Rishus, he would allow it, or he would not allow it here either. Rav Sheshes responds, Ani Oimer Mevatlin, V'Hamnuna Amr Ein Mevatlin, I hold they can Mevat Rishus, but Rav Hamnuna says they cannot. Amr Behuda Mishmul, Nachri Sheyesh Le Pesach Arba Al Arba, Pesuch Lebeka. If the non-Jewish resident of the Mavli has a separate doorway from his house or Chatzar out into an empty field, even if he uses the entrance of the Mavli on a regular basis, he does not make it usher for the Jewish residents to carry in the Mavli because Bepischa Demiyachid Lebahu Nichale, he prefers his exclusive opening. Rav Nachman Ami added that he had a tradition from his Rebbeim that even if the private entrance led to a Karfaf, a separate storage area outside of town, which is smaller than the Bika, it is permissible to carry in the Mavli. Rabbi and Rav Yosef add that the size of the Karfaf will affect the Halacha depending on whether it is a Jew's or a non-Jew's home that opens into it. Nachri, Beis Asayim Oyser. Yosef Beis Asayim Eina Oyser. If a non-Jew's home opens to the Karfaf of two Beisa or smaller, he restricts the Mavli because he will not use such a small Karfaf very much. If it opens to a Karfaf larger than two Beisa, he does not ask of the Mavli because he will use that opening. Yisrael, Beis Asayim Eina Oyser, Beis Asayim Oyser. If a Jew's home opens to the Karfaf, that is two Beisa or less, the Jew who did not join in the Erev will not aser the others from using the Mavli. He will use this opening because the Jew does not carry big things out on Shabbos anyway. If the Karfaf is bigger than two Beisa, he would aser the Mavli. He will not use this opening because he cannot carry out into such a large Karfaf on Shabbos since it has a din of a Carmelis. Amar Ulo, Amar B'Yechanan, Karfaf Yosef and Beis Asayim Shlehukaf Ladira. A Karfaf larger than the Beis Asayim not surrounded for residential purposes, Hazarik l'taychai chayev. One who throws something into it from a rishus harabim is chayev, because it is a rishus hayochad deraisa, since it has walls. Elish mechuseres diurin, since it is not inhabited, it resembles a rishus harabim. Therefore, the chachamim prohibited l'taltel b'taychai to carry more than dalar amos inside of it. The Gemara cites a braisa regarding selash of a yam, a rock in the sea. The sea is a karmelis. If the rock is pachis masar, less than 10 tvachim high, it too is a karmelis. Therefore, regardless of its size, l'taltel b'teichai, to carry more than dalar amos inside of it, it's aser. Miteichai liyam u'min yam l'teichai, to the sea or from the sea, is mutter because it is mekarmelis l'karmelis, from one karmelis to another. If the rock is gavaya asar v'reichav arba, at least 10 tefachim high and at least 4 by 4 tefachim wide, it is a rishus hayachad deraisa. Therefore, ad beis asayim, if the size of the rock is up to 2 beisa, l'taltu b'teichai is mutter, mitoichai l'yam, and l'yam l'teichai is aser. Yosim beis asayim, if the rock is larger than 2 beisa, it is a rishus hayachad deraisa, but a karmelis medrabanan. Like a karfaf yosim beis asayim shalahokaf ladira. Therefore, l'taltu b'teichai, to carry more than dalarams inside of it is aser, mitoichai l'yam, l'yam l'teichai is a machloikis. According to Rav, it's asa midrabanan because it is mirushus hayachad lekarmelis umikarmelis rishus hayachad. According to Rav Ashi, this case is an exception, and it is mutter. Because if we forbid carrying from the rock to the sea, people will think that the rock is completely rishus hayachad, and they will carry on the rock. Although both are only asa midrabanan, toichay shchiach mitoichay liyam, liyam letoichay lo shchiach. The Chacham wanted to maintain the Isra of carrying on the rock, which is more common, rather than the Isra of carrying from the rock to the sea or from the sea to the rock, which is less common. As Rashi explains, for the Gazra Banna b'milzul l'shchicha. Hahu yinuka d'ishtapach hamimi. The hot water prepared to bathe a baby before the bris milah had spilled. Even though there was neither an Erev nor a shitufa mevayis, Rabba instructed them to ask a non-Jew to bring the water. Abaye waited to question Rabba because b'dirabonon of din and ma'is of a hodem esvinin t'yufta. We may act on the lenient psak on an isra abonon and ask questions later. Once it was over, Abaye asked, if it is generally also to do isurim drabonon, like sprinkling the paraduma ashes on Shabbos, even for a mitzvah, why would we permit amiru l'anachri for the sake of a mitzvah? Rav Yosef answered that indeed we may not do an isra drabonon l'tzarech mitzvah, the equivalent of which would be telling the nachri to heat the water, which would be a malacha deraisa if a Jew did it. That is a chad derabanan of a mir l'nachri. In our case, we are telling the nachri to carry without an eruv, which is in itself only an isra derabanan. This is a tarti derabanan. In halacha, referred to as shvus de shvus, which is mutter l'tzarech mitzvah.